We are doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 13th chapter, the 20th halacha, page 30. Omer shaliach tzibur yishtabach mu'mad. When the shaliach tzibur says yishtabach, he should be standing when he says it. Aval ha'yachid eino tzrich lamod, v'chach min ha'gesfardim. But the individual, when he says yishtabach, could say it sitting down, and this is the custom of the Sfardim. Aval ha'ramah, but Rabbi Moshe Yisrael is from Krakow. He wrote the minhagim of the Ashkenazim. He wrote that the custom is to stand when we say Ishtabach, and this in fact is the Ashkenazi custom, that we stand when we say Ishtabach. Right? Ashkenazim stands, Sfardim sit. Halacha chaf aleph. Aniyat kadish kedusha ubaruchu be'emtza birkat Ishtabach. If one is in the middle of the blessing of Ishtabach and he has to respond to the kadish, to kedusha or baruchu, so then dinam ke birkat baruch she'amar. The laws are just like if one were in the middle of Baruch Shamar Shinit Berlel that we explained earlier. And if a person was forced to pause his saying of Yishtabach, he had to stop in the middle to respond, to answer something of holiness. And he's in the middle of saying the 13 praises of Yishtabach. Meaning when we say Yishtabach, so what are we saying? Yishtabach Shimchalad Malkeinu, may your name be praised forever. Hakel ha-gadol ha-gibor v'anora. Let's take a seder. Let's say, may your name be praised forever. Hakel ha-melech ha-gadol v'akadosh v'ashamayim u'ba'aretz. The potent king who is great, who is holy in heaven and earth. For you, God, it is fitting, the God of our fathers and forefathers, the following 13 terms of praise are fitting for you. And then we enumerate 13 terms of praise. Shiru shvacha, song and praise, halel, vizimra, hymn and psalmody, ozu memshala, strength and dominion, netzach, eternity, gdula, greatness, gvura, power, Tehillah, adoration, Tiferet, glory, Kedusha, holiness, Malchut, kingship, Berachot, blessings, Vehodot, and thanks. So we enumerate 13 terms of praise that we say are fitting for God. So within those 13 terms of praise, those Yud Gimel Shvachim, one shouldn't pause ideally. We're saying, it is fitting for you to give you all this praise. Now to pause in the middle to say Amen or something else, well that's really against the thought process that you're saying. You have one thought. You're saying it is fitting for you, and then you're about to enumerate 13 terms of praise. So to pause in the middle is problematic. So let's say a person was forced to pause in the middle. In the middle, he had to answer Yehi Shmei Rabba. He didn't have a choice. So then, as Yechzol la'achal mikan la'amirata mechadash, you should start from scratch. Meaning you pause in the middle of the 13, so go back and start them from the beginning. V'yatchil ki lecha na'e, and he has to begin again by saying, for it is fitting for you, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu, Shiru Shvacha, Halel V'Zimra, Oz Memshala, Netzach Gdula Ugvura, Tehillah V'Tiferet Kedusha U'Malchut. Right? Kedei Shomar Yud Gimel Shvachim B'li Hafsek. So that he says these 13 terms of praise without a pause in between. So this is really an important point within the Yishtabach. And if one misses it, so then he should go back and get it. Begin with the Kilecha Na'eh, for to you Hashem it is fitting, the 13 terms of praise, and say them all together. One more halacha? Yeah? Halacha chafbet. Gam im lo shema amirat baruchu mehashaliach tzibur, even if a person did not hear the shaliach tzibur say baruchu. What is he saying when he's saying baruchu? He's saying, all of you should bless. Baruchu et Hashem amorach. All of you should bless Hashem who is blessed. And the congregation responds in unison, Baruch Hashem Amruach L'Olam Ve'ed. Blessed is God who is blessed forever. So we're responding to His call. He's calling to us, Baruchu, you give blessing. After He calls to us, we respond and say, Baruch Hashem, right? So, let's say you didn't hear the Shaliach Tzibur telling everyone, Baruchu. You didn't hear? You didn't hear Him say, Baruchu. So then, V'rak Shema Tzibur Onin Baruch Hashem Amruach L'Olam Ve'ed. All you hear is the congregation responding, blessed is Hashem who is blessed for eternity. Yanemem, nonetheless, answer with them, even though you didn't hear the chazan calling upon them. Avdim lo shama gam aniyata kahal. But if he didn't hear the congregation saying Baruch Hashem, ורק שמעת השליח ציבור כשחזר לומר ברוך השם המבורך, all he heard was when the שליח ציבור himself said ברוך השם המבורך לעולם ועד, meaning the שליח ציבור says ברכו, everyone responds ברוך השם המבורך לעולם ועד, and then the שליח ציבור says ברוך השם המבורך לעולם ועד. Let's say you only hear the שליח ציבור, so then you can't join him, it's not the congregation saying it, and therefore עונך עליו אמן, all you could do is respond אמן to what he said, you cannot join him. One more?
Yes.
יש נוהגים לעמוד בשעת אמירת ברוך השם המברך לעולם ועד. Some have the custom to stand when they say ברוך השם המברך לעולם ועד. ויש אינם נוהגים כן, and some do not have that custom. אך יש נוהגים לעני הגופם מקצת, but some have the custom to move their bodies slightly. ברוך השם המברך לעולם ועד. They lean forward as though slightly getting up. ועל כל פנים הציבור לא יקוף ראשם בעניית ברכו, מלבד החזן שיקוף ראשו במקצת, but nonetheless, the congregation should not bow their heads when they say Baruch Hu. Only the chazan should bow his head a little bit. ולכל היותר רשאים הציבור לעמוד אם רוצים בכך. But the maximum they should do is the congregation could stand. But they shouldn't bow. That's what he says. I think the Ashkenazim do bow. Yeah, I think that's the Ashkenazi custom, right? We do bow and we do stand. It's interesting that he doesn't note that.